We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, green-going viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ast 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, China donates $7.5 million to Guyana for social sector projects. In humanitarian news, Kuwait contributes $1 million to United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. In health news, a Canadian study finds that being happy improves people's ability to learn. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 27th, environmental advocate and one of Norway's best-known philosophers, Dr. Arne Dekke Eidenes, was born in 1912 in Oslo. He is the founder of Deep Ecology, a concept which promotes that Earth has the right to flourish as much as her inhabitants. In addition, Dr. Ness was influential in the establishment of Norway's Green Party and in forming the party's philosophy internationally. He was also the first chairman of Greenpeace in Norway. Moreover, Dr. Ness published over 30 books and was an avid mountaineer. May Dr. Arne Dekke Eidenes' valuable legacy continue to encourage dedicated stewardship of our very precious planet.
Fly-in news. Ash rain disrupts Indonesian villages. On Saturday, January 22nd, Mount Bromo in East Java of Indonesia produced a thick volcanic ash rain that descended over four villages in Sumber district, with the eruption causing a roar from inside the crater that could be heard for more than 7 miles. The Indonesian Red Cross Society, or PMI, distributed masks to the residents, whose regular activities were mostly halted over the weekend because of the conditions, as traffic was also affected due to visibility being reduced to only 10 meters. In addition, flooding from the rains in Ranuwurung village caused residents to have to use rafts and canoes as transportation, with rice fields noted to suffer damage. This is the volcano's third eruption since November 2010, when ash was spewed skyward and seismic activity was registered as several local quakes shook the region. We are thankful for the concerned efforts of the Indonesian Red Cross Society and wish the affected residents a swift recovery of the stability and health of their day-to-day lives. May our kinder regard for all beings help ease such potentially dangerous events as these.
Earthquakes strike New Zealand, US, Mexico, and Tajikistan. Early on Sunday, January 23rd, residents of New Zealand's Upper South Island, as well as Lower North Island, were jolted from their sleep by a 4.4 magnitude tremor, centered 20 kilometers east of Picton, with residents reporting the loud rumbling sound of a train before the quake hit. In the Middle East, the following morning, a strong quake measuring 6.1 on the Richter scale struck 90 kilometers southwest of Karakol, Tajikistan, and was also felt in parts of neighboring Kyrgyzstan and Pakistan. In Mexico, on Tuesday, a 4.3 magnitude tremor struck just south of the U.S.-Mexico border, about 120 miles southeast of Tijuana. This came shortly after a 3.0 quake shook Yucca Valley in California, USA, with both quakes being followed by at least 15 aftershocks. There were fortunately no immediate reports of damage or casualties for any of the tremors. With thankfulness for the safety of those in the quake-shaken regions, we pray for humanity's greater consideration toward the environment to alleviate such disturbing events as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
У нас у всех сегодня тяжело на душе.
Russia's Duma passes nuclear arms reduction treaty. The nation's lower house of parliament gave its final approval for the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START, which was originally signed between President Dmitry Medvedev of Russia and the US President Barack Obama in April 2010. The treaty, which agrees to a 30% reduction in each nation's nuclear stockpiles, is part of a larger effort initiated by the two leaders toward a world free of nuclear weapons. The accord is now being submitted to Russia's upper house of parliament for final approval.
Binding part of it is the treaty itself. It is binding for both parts. The American Senate resolution is binding for the American president and the American administration. The Russian ratification law is binding for the Russian president and the Russian government. They are, so to say, unilateral. So the treaty itself stays the way it was signed by the two presidents.
Our sincere appreciation, Russian Duma members, for your decision that furthers the goal of world peace. Blessed be such historic efforts in inspiring many others across the globe towards harmonious relations of dignity and shared respect.
U.S. President's State of the Union speech emphasizes unity to further national goals. Addressing the nation on Tuesday evening, January 25th, President Barack Obama acknowledged political discourse as an indicator of democratic stability, as he also called for members from both parties to work together for the common good of the people.
What comes of this moment will be determined not by whether we can sit together tonight, but whether we can work together tomorrow. We will move forward together, or not at all, for the challenges we face are bigger than party and bigger than politics.
In setting out goals, the president focused on creation of jobs in areas that include upgrading U.S. infrastructure for projects such as a high-speed rail system with access for at least 80% of all Americans by 2035, as well as investments in green energy and fuel efficiency. In addition, President Obama reaffirmed his commitment for U.S. troops in Afghanistan to begin returning home by July of this year, as he also pledged to hold federal spending unchanged for the next several years.
This year we will work with nearly 50 countries to begin a transition to an Afghan lead. And this July we will begin to bring our troops home.
Thank you, Your Excellency, for your constructive and peaceful vision of the coming year. May your leadership continue to foster lofty goals and harmonious relations among fellow citizens and across the globe.
Japan culling 420,000 chickens to contain highly pathogenic avian flu virus. After six perished chickens on a poultry farm in Miyazaki Prefecture on Kyushu Island were found to have died of the highly pathogenic avian flu virus, the government ordered the killing of all 10,000 chickens on the farm beginning Saturday, January 22nd. The cull order was expanded to an additional 410,000 chickens on Sunday after another 20 birds were found to have succumbed to the disease at a nearby farm. The government also banned 46 other farms within a 10-kilometer radius containing more than 1.5 million birds from transporting birds or eggs until the restrictions are lifted.
This occurrence follows an episode in November in Shimane Prefecture, while since October, wild and free-range birds infected with the deadly H5N1 bird flu have been found in Hokkaido and Tottori, Kagoshima, and Fukushima prefectures. In an effort to deal with this latest crisis in animal agriculture, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan convened a meeting with cabinet members this past weekend and has stated that everything possible will be done to contain the epidemic.
Although it saddens us deeply to know of the sudden loss of so many precious lives, we appreciate the efforts of the Japanese officials to keep humans and animals safe from avian flu. May such killings be avoided as we opt for the safe and humane vegan solution, ushering in an era of vibrant health for all beings.
World's top food services provider to promote Meatless Mondays. Leading food services company, French multinational Sodexo, has announced its adoption of the Meatless Monday campaign and its launch across the United States this month. Sodexo, which serves 10 million customers daily around the globe, will be initially promoting plant-based fare to its more than 900 hospital accounts, with these options becoming available soon after to 2,000 corporate clients and 175 government sites. This coming fall, the nearly 1,200 colleges, universities, and other school campuses served by Sodexo will also implement Meatless Mondays.
The Meatless Mondays website lauds Sodexo's new development, stating, "Not only will their Meatless Monday meals reach hundreds of thousands of people nationwide, their use of the campaign to fulfill health and environmental commitments shows other companies, large and small, that Meatless Monday is a simple way to make a big impact." Neetu Gupta, Vice President of Brand Management for Sodexo Healthcare, remarked, "Meatless Monday is a simple thing we can all do in the face of multiple challenges. Little changes in our behavior can have a profound effect."
A big bravo, Sodexo, for this bold and smart initiative to benefit the health of world citizens, animals, and the planet. May this development be the start of many to herald a transition to a world that is humanely and wholesomely meatless forever.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reducing meat, talking meat, talking meat, talking meat, totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognised livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Loyal Dog returns 5 years later to his human companion. After a five-year period, which for her also included four moves, a wedding, and two children, Myrna Carrillo was at first disbelieving when she saw on her doorstep a small Shih Tzu canine that resembled her previous animal companion named Prince. Having originally acquired him as her first dog ever before, he disappeared from her mother's house in California, USA. Miss Carrillo said that she missed him terribly and continued to talk about him even years later. Imagine her disbelief when she saw the familiar doggy figure that appeared to be waiting for her when she recently arrived home from work one day. Although his whereabouts during the 5 years remain unknown, Prince now stays close to Ms. Carrillo's side and is quickly becoming acquainted with her husband and two young boys, who equally adore the dog. Such a heart-touching story of reunion. May Prince and his expanded family enjoy many years of warm companionship together as we marvel at the love and boundless loyalty of our wondrous animal companions.
Save our planet. Global food prices reach all-time high, caused in part by crop failures linked to various climate-related natural disasters, along with fuel price increases. A global food price index monitored by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, has surpassed a 2008 record high, with global corn prices up 52%, wheat up 49%, and soy up 28% relative to 2010. Rising food costs have already led to recent rallies and unrest in Morocco, Algeria, Jordan, Mozambique, and Yemen.
Officials caution that the situation is becoming dangerous, with climate change expected to decrease crop yields due to more extreme weather events. Following recent widespread and damaging floods in Australia, some food items have risen 20% in price in cities such as Sydney and Melbourne. The FAO cautions that those who continue to be most at risk are in the developing world, where an average 70% of household income is spent on food.
Lentils cost almost $1.5 a kilo, so do you think we can eat them? The price used to be 60 cents, we could buy them then. Now we can't even think of it. What can we do with the income we have? Poor people like us are suffering.
The price of lentils and rice has gone up so much that we've stopped eating lentils. Even potatoes have become expensive. Our family survives by just eating vegetables and rice.
In Kenya, the price of staples such as maize and beans have spiked, causing most of the northern Kenyan population to be at risk of starvation. The nation's Red Cross reported that these conditions come after crop failures in the three consecutive planting seasons, with young children, expectant mothers, and elderly suffering the worst impacts of malnutrition. International relief agencies have been trying to distribute emergency food supplies in the area.
Our thanks for the concerned alerts, as well as the efforts of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, the Kenyan Red Cross, and others in addressing the challenging situation faced by people across the globe due to increasing food prices. May we step together in sustainable climate-stabilizing actions to ensure worldwide sustenance, especially for the most vulnerable.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often addressed concerns of high food prices and shortages while encouraging humanity's considerate participation towards alleviating these problems, as during an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia.
There are 1.02 billion people with not enough food in the world, while we are sitting here in safety and comfort and have sufficient food for ourselves and our family, our neighboring people, our world co-citizens. More than 1 billion of them are living in poverty, in hunger, in thirst, no sufficient water, no clean water, no food to eat. Children are dying every few seconds. Statistically, every 5 seconds, one child died of hunger. Besides, we are facing a food shortage with high food prices. The most important first step is to stop buying and eating meat, fish, eggs, dairy, and any animal products. For you and for your family's sake, for the natural resource's sake, and to plant the seeds for a better agriculture system for everyone. In this way, not only can all the farmers prosper, we help them in this way, but everyone will prosper and enjoy a long and thriving life.
Save our planet. In light of the recent widespread flooding, Australian professor and former Environment Department executive John Cole warns that continued climate change will likely result in further disasters, including the devastation to coastal areas due to sea level rise nationwide.
Save our planet. As this year's sun rising over Greenland marked the end of winter 2 days earlier than ever before, scientists state that the diminishing height of melting ice caps on the horizon was likely the cause of this unsettling effect.
Warning news. South Korea bans the import of pork meat from Germany, while Slovakia suspends sales of German poultry after nearly 5,000 farms across Germany are shut down due to meat contamination from cancer-causing dioxin found in animal feed.
Hi, I'm Buffalo the Bison. I enjoy eating delicious plant-based foods for my diet. I have a tip to share for expectant mothers. Instead of buying new clothes for the latter part of your pregnancy, consider investing in adaptable items such as leggings or tunics. You will be able to continue to wear them once your beautiful baby has arrived. Thank you for your attention. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
News, China supports Guyana with a $7.5 million U.S. dollar donation. The contribution is part of an economic and technical cooperation agreement signed by the Minister of Finance of Guyana, His Excellency Dr. Ashni Singh, and Chinese Ambassador to Guyana, His Excellency Yu Wenzhe. The funds will be used for social sector projects. His Excellency Dr. Singh and His Excellency Yu highlighted the good relations between the countries. Our earnest gratitude, China, for your care and generosity to Guyana. May all nations develop in friendship and join endeavors toward an increasingly harmonious world.
In humanitarian news, Kuwait donates $1 million U.S. dollars to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR. His Excellency, Ambassador Dirhar Razouki, Kuwait's permanent representative at the United Nations, presented the funding to UNHCR High Commissioner, His Excellency Antonio Guterres. The contribution will be used to support humanitarian projects. It will also go towards assisting a variety of activities in the region and beyond. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency, Ambassador Dirhar Razouki and Kuwait, for your generous support of brethren. May all those having to leave their homeland be given welcoming comfort and security wherever they reside, with heaven's grace. Coming up, according to a Canadian study, happier people find it easier to learn. And it looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out for just a moment. Be right back. More shiny news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elevating news for an exalted world. In health news, a Canadian study finds that being happy improves one's ability to learn. Ms. Ruby Nadler and colleagues at the University of Western Ontario presented music and video clips to individuals to determine which influenced them to be in the most positive mood. It was observed that those that were in a more content frame of mind had better success in accomplishing a task which involved learning. Our thankfulness, Ms. Ruby Nadler and team, for your interesting results. May joyful hearts and minds lead us to many new and wondrous discoveries.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Ewe, a language spoken in Ghana, Togo, and Benin. It is entitled, Laji.
Le kodzodo fe adela, senyala no akbogbolombe, amesi melenya hom do akonala, deko wotso alo trofresenu, retso nu madinua de oko. Yepe alola, menye e yang tue o. Eye nye mekwe be, wa tontona ametibli bola de vo de dasi yepe alo wola nu o vondrola do nu be enyo nemia zan wo susula metonya mebe alo sine davola na imo fe de ka atenu akplo alo lado alo makplo do o ne wo alesi de enu amesi nu wo tonya do la konu eye senya la pede enu wo de yepe alo sinye alo wola he dade azipidi raison dogo.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Sawan Singh Ji Maharaj, the great master of Bias on Vegetarian Elite.
Thank God for people like this who are dedicated to healing and educating us on a healthy way of living. Ashish from India.
Noble-minded Ashish, your elevated note is much appreciated. Sawan Singh Ji Maharaj was truly one of the great enlightened masters of our world, teaching respect for all of God's creation. We are blessed indeed that God continues to send us divine messengers to guide souls home and uplift our world. May heaven's light shine on you and all the illuminated people of India.
Do you have a Heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with celestial joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
UK Minister for the Middle East, Alistair Burt, commends Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Salam Fayyad and President Mahmoud Abbas on their leadership as he announces a pledge of £17 million to go towards paying teachers' salaries and improved access to clean drinking water.
Russian cosmonauts Dmitry Kondratiev and Oleg Skripochka successfully install a new high-speed data transmission system during a spacewalk outside the International Space Station.
The Asian Development Bank donates $120 million to Tajikistan for improvement of an essential road connecting to Uzbekistan, which is also part of a 7,000-kilometer highway running from Russia to the Persian Gulf.
Egypt's Minister of Electricity and Energy, Hassan Younis, and Indian Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Farooq Abdullah, discuss increasing cooperation in electricity technologies and alternative energy projects between the two countries.
Formosan or Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou affirms his administration's commitment to continue dialogue with China in efforts to find solutions to political issues and maintain cross-strait peace.
Addressing some 5,000 Greek Orthodox Christians on the occasion of Theophany, Archimandrite Nectarios Mansour of the Archdiocese in Amman, Jordan, calls for unity and love to prevail among congregants for the well-being of the world.
With her husband's encouragement, Mrs. Ruxana Batul from Yanwali District in northwest Pakistan, who has never been to school, enrolls in the first grade with her sons to fulfill her dream of getting an education.
A recent study by U.S. researchers finds that new CPR devices, which include a device to control airflow into the lungs, as well as a suction cup attachment that improves blood circulation, are shown to improve survival rates up to 53%.
China's top legislator Wu Bangguo meets with parliamentary leaders from Cyprus and New Zealand, Marius Garoyan and Lindsay Tisch, respectively, to increase parliamentary exchanges toward a goal of furthering relations with each of the two countries.
The Foreign Ministry of the United Arab Emirates requests its visiting citizens to respect prohibitions on hunting that have been established by the governments of Mauritania and Iraq.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.